After 8 years, current state superintendent Elizabeth Burmaster is stepping down. She said the backing of the teachers union in both of her elections. The teachers union candidate this time around is Tony Evers, who's worked in public education for more than 3 decades. He's been Burmaster's deputy superintendent at DPI for the last 8 years. Evers says it's taught him that even though the legislature and the governor control education funding, there's a lot a schools chief can accomplish.
If it was only to get orders and follow them, I wouldn't run for this position. The state superintendent has the ability to rally people around a cause and bring about needed change.
Evers says the department was a big advocate for directing a special category of funding to rural schools. The governor and legislators picked up on that idea in the last state budget. When it comes to school funding as a whole, Evers says you have to look at the issue broadly, but he does support repealing the qualified economic offer, known as the QEO. That's the law that sets teacher raises at 3.8% when collective bargaining breaks down.
A QEO is fundamentally unfair, and I don't believe it's good public policy. In turn, we have to take a look at the QEO in the context of all sorts of other issues, such as taxation policy, such as revenue controls, such as arbitration law. Those things have to be taken a look at in a pretty comprehensive context.
Evers says any school funding system has to be fair and sustainable so that a student in a district like Crandon has the same opportunities as one in Middleton. Beloit School Superintendent Lowell Holtz has also hit on the idea of fairness in his campaign for state superintendent. Holtz points to Milwaukee as an example, where he says you have some of the country's best schools a few blocks away from some of its worst.
I can't stand it when there's that kind of inequality across the state. And every single taxpayer in Wisconsin should be interested in MPS being successful because it hits them financially.
Holtz says he treats the state superintendent job a lot like his job in Beloit when it comes to troubled schools. Holtz says when he was hired, there was a school in the Beloit district that was in its fourth year of failing. He says he got out in the community and led an effort to turn the school around. Holtz says he'd like to use the top spot at DPI to make it easier for schools to bring in experienced specialized teachers, like tech school instructors.
If they don't have K-12 certification, they can't come into the high school. We can send kids from the high school to the technical college, where they will then get high school credit and technical college credit, but they can't come to our building. That makes no sense.
Two of the other candidates for the state superintendent have worked chiefly in higher education. Van Mobley is a professor of history and economics at Concordia University and a Thiensville Village trustee. Mobley says schools need to do a better job of getting students ready for today's economy. And he says he used the state superintendent spot on the UW and Technical College System boards to hold the line on tuition increases.
In a time of economic crisis, we can't hike tuitions on people. They really need the services that are provided by those institutions right now to help them get some retraining as we get our economy turned around. They really can't have tuition hikes. They can't sustain them, and it's irresponsible to, you know, say, well, we'll give them a bigger loan.
Mobley says he also favors reducing schools' burden on property taxpayers, and while he doesn't favor one specific school funding plan, he says the state might look at shifting to something like a sales tax. He says any tax increase would have to be offset by a subsequent drop in property taxes. Mobley's also one of the candidates who wants to hang on to the qualified economic offer that the teachers union perennially pushes to get rid of.
I know what it is to teach. I know I value the work they do. I understand it. But I think they need to stop and think about how it might be perceived in the state if they were to say that a 3.8% raise in salary and benefits isn't good enough. It's not enough for them.
The other candidate from higher ed is Todd Price, a professor of educational foundations and inquiry at National Lewis University in Chicago. Price is with the teachers union on scrapping the QEO, and he also favors getting rid of revenue caps that limit what local districts can bring in for property taxes.
I'm really advocating that we just get everybody at the table, figure out how we can fund the schools properly, make sure that they are not under-resourced, and make sure that the teachers have a living wage, and more than a living wage, but have a comfortable living so that they don't have to moonlight or do anything else but teach and do a great job.
Price says schools also have other pressing needs, like more funding for special education students and more support personnel like counselors. Price published a book on the federal No Child Left Behind Act, a law he says has devastated teaching and learning. He says the trouble with the law is that it leans too much on standardized testing.
I think that we do need accountability and we do need thoughtful assessments, but those assessments are not just reliant on the standardized fill-in-the-bubble test.
While most of the candidates talk about bringing change to the Department of Public Instruction, Rose Fernandez has had a fairly high-profile brush with the agency. Fernandez was critical of DPI when a lawsuit by the teachers union threatened public funding for the internet-based virtual school her kids use.
That experience brought parents and teachers and administrators together to fight for charter schools in Wisconsin that were under attack by our state teacher union and by the Department of Public Instruction.
Fernandez's coalition won the fight to let virtual schools expand and continue to receive tax dollars. She says the DPI needs to make sure schools are flexible and meet the needs of children rather than the needs of the system. Fernandez favors a merit pay system for teachers. She says when a teacher's performance is excellent, they should get a raise.
And teachers that should be moving along to another line of work that really aren't pulling their load, and they to give them an across-the-board merit increase, irregardless of performance, is irresponsible.
Fernandez runs a small business. She's also a former nurse and administrator at the Children's Hospital of Wisconsin. Voters will narrow the field of five candidates down to two in tomorrow's primary. Those candidates will then face off in the April 7th general election. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.